from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. It's been a beautiful day for outdoor painting, lending itself perfectly to the Community Indigenous Mural Project in a lane between Spruce and Pine Streets. The project is headed up by the city's community programs manager, Megan Baranek, to instill in people who hang out and even live in the alley a sense of safety and pride. Many of them joined in, painting outdoor greenery in a lot of other colors.
There's a ton of bright colors here.
Baranek says the images come from deep within the heart. One 70-year-old woman contributed to the artwork in memory of missing children from residential schools.
The plan is to join the pieces that individuals are making together into one and kind of mesh everything together.
That part of the work will be carried out by artist Beau Grandin. The swimming pool at the Archie Dillon Sportsplex can't be used for another 4 to 6 weeks. Council has approved spending just over $316,000 for a new boiler system and water heating coil to be installed by Enlacroix Plumbing and Heating. Community Services Director Steph Palmateer says the 4 full-time staff members at the pool have been reassigned in the meantime. There are 43 part-timers, including many students. Palmateer says any of the 43 who qualify for employment insurance can apply for it. An Iroquois Falls author has released a new book on the 1963 Reeser siding incident that claimed the lives of 3 people at a railroad siding west of Wapisataka. Charles Beaudoin started working on the Reeser siding tragedy, Canada's bloodiest labor conflict, in 2019, but encountered numerous delays, including the pandemic. He says the book was a family affair with everyone getting involved.
My wife was reading as I went along and giving me her comments. My grandson, I asked him to do the illustration for the book cover. He was only 16 at the time, and he jumped in and did that. My sons and their wives helped with technical stuff.
His brother Ron was a police officer at the incident and was also interviewed for the book. On Thursday, October 3rd, Beaudoin will speak at the Kapuskasing Public Library from 2 until 4 in the afternoon. He credits the library with helping him to research the book. In Country 93.1 Sports, week 2 of the NOJHL regular season is underway. Tonight at 7 at the MAC, the Timmins Rock hosts the Powassan Voodoos. Same time tomorrow night in Kirkland Lake, the Rock play the Gold Miners. The Iroquois Falls Storm hosts the Sudbury Cubs tomorrow night at 7:30, then Powassan on Sunday afternoon at 2.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.